Whether you're a wife, a mom, a single, a grandparent, an aunt, a sister, or student, whether you like tea or coffee, soda or water, sushi or steak, we are all women desiring to live in the way of Jesus with the heart of Jesus. Join us for each episode as we dive deeper into the word of the month and how we can apply and live it out in our lives. I'm your host, Bonnie Nichols, the Women's Ministry Specialist for Emmanuel Faith Community Church, and I'm excited you're listening. Hey, ladies, we are back with another episode of Wow, and we've got a new word. Our new word is intention. Intention. I love this word. I know I say that every month with every word, but I do actually really, really love this word. I am a very intentional person. And our verse that goes with it is 1 Corinthians 16:14. Let all that you do be done in love. That's an easy one for us to memorize, right? Let all that you do be done in love. We can personalize it even. Let all that I do be done in love. You guys, God says it starts. It all starts in our hearts, right? That's where the love comes from, is from our heart. And intention is what we set out to do and the attitude that we have about it. Sometimes we forget the attitude part with our intention. We just kind of set out. But the attitude that we have with our intention actually can make a really big difference. One area that I feel, you know, this is a podcast for women, so we're going to talk to the women here today, guys. One thing that I feel that women really struggle with is other women. We say that we want to have all these amazing relationships and, you know, we want to be so vulnerable and we want to, you know, have our little group of girls and our go-to and our wingman or our wing girl. And we talk about these deep impacting relationships that we want to have. What's interesting to me is that we don't really seem to always have the intention of actually building those kinds of relationships, right? We kind of have these little things in us. I'm going to say it's Eve's fault, but it's our fault too, because we know better. But I'm going to say it started with Eve. We're going to put it way back to Eve. But it's our fault too, because we have these things that are rooted in us, and we don't really have an intentional way that we go about connecting with other women. And because we don't, we end up having these friendships and these relationships that work great for a while and then kind of go astray. Or maybe we don't even have certain kinds of friendships because we really are not being able to pursue the friendships in the way that we should. We are not intentional with how we cultivate relationships with women. And so I want to ask us today, what are your intentions, or what are our intentions? What are my intentions towards other women? Luke 6:45 says, a good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. So if we aren't intentionally looking, building, speaking, going about things the right way, then we're going to have some problems, guys. And so our verse, 1 Corinthians 16:14, says that all that you do be done in love. So as we are looking to intentionally build our friendships and our relationships with other women, we need to be doing that in love, only with love. If we're not doing that, we are going to have relationships that are askew. As women of God and women of Emmanuel Faith, I really want us to be women that are looking at each other and looking for the good, intentionally looking for the good. I think there's a lot of times we unintentionally, right? Let's give us the benefit of the doubt. We unintentionally are looking at other women and we are sizing ourselves up. We're comparing. We're judging. We're criticizing, we're gossiping, we're complaining. Do any of these words sound familiar to any of you? I will say that at times some of those words have sounded awfully familiar to me. And I will say unintentionally, right? When we are not guarding our heart, when we are not tending to the love that is supposed to be there, this is the fruit that comes out of it. It's rotten. It doesn't even grow right, right? It comes out all messed up. So we've got to be intentional. We've got to tend to our heart to help tend to our relationships. If our heart is not right, if the intention of our heart is not set right, we will not be able to go out and build the relationships that we need to build. And as I look at the women of Emmanuel Faith and the gifts and the talents and the personalities and the skills and, oh my gosh, personalities of just like every woman here, as I see you walking around on Sundays, as I see you connecting with one another, you guys, we want to be so intentional as to what we are looking at when we look at another woman. We want to see her absolute best. We want to see her skills. We want to see her talents. We want to see things about her that build her up. We also want to be looking intentionally for women that have gifts that we don't have, right? Gifts that they have that maybe we'd really love to learn. Okay, it's not about looking at her and saying, oh my gosh, she can do that so much better than me. I'm so lame. It's looking at her and going, you know what? She does that really well in her life, and I'd really love to learn more about that. I'd really love to have her speak into my life in that area. And I think that goes to why the power of mentoring and discipleship is so important, because it takes that unintentional desire in us to want to compare and criticize and everything else, and makes us intentionally dive into relationships for growth. We want to grow. We want to help other people grow. And that's the beauty that comes when we intentionally set into these types of relationships. Mentoring is typically more one-on-one. It's typically meant to live more real life, kind of side by side and speaking into one another and diving pretty deep. Right? If you think about the mentors in your life, as I think about the mentors that I have in my life, we dive pretty deep. We get pretty vulnerable. We get authentic. We get very real. We get very raw. And when they speak into my life, God uses them in a very powerful way. I do not look to these women and go, they're so amazing and I'm so lousy. I really look to them and say, you know what? I'm really struggling in this area, and I really need your wisdom in this area. Can you share with me what God has shown you? Show me how you do this. I want to know. Okay? I come to them with a heart of humility. I come to them with a heart of wanting to learn. Now, when we talk about discipleship is a little bit different. Same concept, but discipleship tends to be a little bit more in a small group. So sometimes we say small group and people picture like 10, 15 people, because sometimes that is a small group. But discipleship, in the way that I'm talking about it, in the way that it's going to pertain to women's ministry, is two to five women. That's not true. 3 to 5 women. And we are all living life side by side, but we are living it from the perspective of spiritual growth. So as you meet, as you talk, as you connect, as you shoot a text, you know, in a group text, hey, what's God teaching you this week? Hey, what's God showing you this week? What area could I be praying for you in this week that you feel like God might be saying, hey, you know, I need you to do a little work here? Or you know what? Hey, discipleship group, I'm struggling here. Can you pray for me? Hey, anybody got a great verse that would help me in this little area? Because I am on the struggle bus, and the struggle bus is real right now. It is driving 100 miles an hour. I need some help. And so we want to intentionally step into these kinds of relationships. In everything you do, let it be done in love. You guys, it's pretty simple, right? this is not a hard concept for us to grasp. It is hard for us sometimes to act out. But if we grab the intention from the very beginning, if our heart is set right from even before the start line, right? If your heart just is on intention, it's setting out in love. Like, that is how you are starting the day. Then as you pursue the relationships with women that you want to pursue, fruitfulness, growth, love, authenticity, vulnerability, like all these things that we say we want in our relationships will be the natural fruit that comes. So as women of the church, as women specifically of Emmanuel Faith, I want to encourage us to maybe just pause. Can we just pause? Can we take a minute? Can we evaluate what's going on in the root of our hearts? Can we kind of confess and maybe deal with the fact that, you know what, maybe I do have an issue with comparison. Ugh, I need to deal with that. You know what, maybe I do have an issue with, not being able to really be myself. I need to be better about really just putting myself out there and, and trusting that God's going to bring me the friends he needs to bring me. But I don't want to be fake anymore. I don't want to, mislead people into who I am. I'm just going to be me. And I'm going to trust God to bring relationships to me. You guys, when we set out with the right intention, and that intention is rooted in love, we will find the relationships that God is encouraging us to have. And I hope that you begin finding them. I think for the ones that you already have, I hope that you continue to feed those. I hope you continue to grow in those. I pray that God continues to bless those in your life. But as you are stepping out into maybe wanting to pursue some new ones, I really want you to be intentional. I want you to come with that intention of love. Let's get rid of all the garbage, right? We're not, little 12 and 13 year olds anymore trying to figure out who we are or what our maturity level is or anything else. We're grown women. Okay? We know who we are and we know how to act. And let's make sure that our actions are truly rooted and grounded in love. All right, you guys, thanks for letting me share. Thank you for joining us for today's episode. Our prayer is that you would be encouraged and equipped to live in the way of Jesus with the heart of Jesus. If this podcast encouraged you, we would love for you to share it. We'd also love to have you follow along with our other women's ministry information on social media. You can find us on Facebook and the gram at EFCC Women's Ministry. Go give us a follow. God bless you as you love and serve with great purpose.